Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the final issue of this Miskatonic High story arc, Mike Shea is essentially calling Season 1. And if you'd like to check out our last coverage, check out our last five episodes. Or listen to this previously on that Ron's about to tell you.
Okay, so previously. What? You haven't been binge reading this whole time? Guys, you're not going to get all of the themed and Easter all the themes and Easter eggs if you do not if you're not going to read it seriously. Sorry, end rant. Okay, so it all started when we accidentally went back to ancient Memphis, Egypt, not Tennessee, and were chased by Abdul al-Hazred,
Al-Hazred.
Anyways, the so-called Mad Arab. Frankly, I think that nickname's kind of racist, but I didn't come up with it. And his tentacle monster. We escaped using a magical dagger and some spells we stole from Al-Zared. My cousin Matt kept the dagger, and my friend Simon is transcribing the spells. Oh, have I mentioned he's running for student president? Simon is, not Matt. Matt thinks Simon's a dick. Well, actually, most of the school does. But Simon been using that to his advantage by... You know what? That's a long story. He's totally got the win. Or totally got to win. My fingers are crossed. Find out at the dance tonight. I'm hoping to see my friend Sarah there with her date Barry. He's a bit of a dead fish, if you know what I mean. But I'm happy for her. She needs a boost since finding out that her dad is a rat, like the big furry bitey kind. It's kind of a lycanthropy, but I don't think he changes back. We barely escaped from him and his kin a while back. I'll probably see Matt and his date Ren, too. She's a bit of a strange girl, always on her phone and a bit of a pop star. But I like her. I wonder if she'd want to cosplay. I've got the best costume for tonight. Well, it would have been if Isis, a cat I know, had agreed to be Gigi. Oh God, how did we get there? So how did it get so late? I've got to run. This was all Alex, by the way, if you couldn't obviously tell.
Yes. So we got it's going back and forth. We get Alex, you know, in
her Kiki's Delivery Service costume,
and then we also have in a couple other panels. We've got some tentacles moving underneath the door.
Into somebody's, it looks like an office maybe.
We've got Barry picking up Sarah. We've got Alex. Alex went to Simon's house because he forgot his speech. So she was going to pick it up for him. As everybody else is going to dance.
And apparently Ren is in a band.
Yes. Well, she makes music videos.
I guess, yeah, that's true. So, yeah. But anyway, so they're the entertainment for the school play. And then we get back, or school play, school dance, sorry. Then we get back to the presidential election thing, and we find out that Simon won. 76-40.
Before that, we see Alex, trying to find...
Right, and she's looking for his notes, and she notices something about... what she picks up off his desk, which is a combination of his notes and the pages that she ripped out of the magic book from Abdul.
The important thing to pull from this is, they were talking about how the guy had waited 1300 years for that moment.
For them.
But they were in 700 AD. How could that happen? Well, Simon was able to figure out maybe it was 1300 years backwards from 2018. So
yeah, like he had went backwards in time.
And Alex is kind of freaking out a little bit.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we go to
go ahead. Yeah, we go to the election and Simon looks different.
Very
let's just put it that way. Yeah, and almost arrogant. Yeah. You know, he's like, hey, I'm glad I won. And then Josh is in the background like, that's impossible. And then the principal's like, oh, I counted three times. And then we go back to Matt and Ren talking. And he's talking about how good her performance was and stuff. And then you've got them dancing and Sarah and Barry dancing. And Simon comes to cut in, and Matt's like, no, you can't cut in. And he's like, didn't you hear? I just won the election. And he's like, so? I'm the president now. And she's like, yeah, I don't care. She's like, don't make me get my pepper spray, Simon, because like he's like literally like grabbing a hold of her, like, you know, like you're going to dance.
He's forcing himself on her. Yeah.
Yeah. And she goes to walk away, and he's like, you know, don't you walk away from me. And Matt's like, hey, take the hint, President Dick. And she's like, seriously, calm down, freak. And he's like, oh, a freak am I? And then he turns into this fucking tentacle monster thing.
And there was the tentacle monster, like, that was stalking Ren in like issue, what, 3?
Yeah.
And, as well as the one, it's like a combination of the one we saw in the first issue.
Yep. And I didn't notice, but did you see his necklace?
Yes. The crab thing.
Yeah. But so like he freaking throws Matt around, and then they goddamn Alex, couldn't think of her name, finds Sarah and Barry, and she talks about how, you know, Simon is the Mad Arab guy, and he's like, she's like, he's the one that killed Anton. And then everybody's like, who the fuck's Anton?
Because you know, nobody knows about it sucks. I hate that. That sucks for him. But we as everything is going on, Ren is able to come up to Simon and touches him and looks at him with his with the third eye.
With the third eye.
And we start to see all the pieces kind of fall together. Like, he starts to hear voices early on. That scene when he saw Alex being taken by the doorway or whatever.
Yeah.
That's when it all starts.
And yep. And then we go back to the rats. Mm-hmm. Where he was in the rats, and he's like, oh God, I'm stuck. No, please, no. And then the yes, please, that was when the thing said that I can help you. You just have to utter these words. So he does it and basically summons the Golgorath to himself.
And he starts to use that to, I'm going to say merges a little bit, but he starts to use that to help him get what he wants. Like when Josh and Brad, those two bullies or jocks, whatever, were
they gave him shit. So later on that night, he beat the fuck out of him with the tentacle
thing. He went and
stole, and then he was the guy that stole the stuff from the store, the school store.
And then he also had the Gorgoroth change all the votes so that he would win.
Yeah,
so it's, you know, it's all come together that he was being manipulated, but also, you know, he. Willingly.
Manipulating everybody. Well, he was willingly. Yeah, he was basically willingly a willing accomplice. He wanted everything for himself, and he was going to be selfish.
Well, he even says, like, at one point, the voice is saying, "You can even have Ren." He's like, "I don't want Ren. I'm not attracted to her." He's like, "Are you sure you don't want Ren? Maybe I do want Ren, huh?" Like, it totally, he fell deep into it.
Something that I thought was funny that I had to point out because it's a comic book and it's a comic book.
Of course.
This part down here at the bottom, Runberry, made me think of The Flash.
Of course.
Because, you know, that's like...
That's the whole premise of The Flash TV show.
Yeah. Everybody's just always like, Runberry.
Run. Yeah.
Even if you can't hear them.
Somehow he does hear them. We go back to the Williams's place, and Matt is... there to get the knife because Alex needs it to take care of the Gorgoroth. We got Matt's parents being shitty.
Matt's mom and dad are assholes. Yeah,
they're shitty to Sarah.
Because they're the people that her grandmother chased off the orchard.
The Williams, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, well, do you take more after your mother or your father? Like, she knows, like, his mom knows, you know, the whole correct. Thing.
Well, I think, honestly, then, I think it's like a town secret, quote-unquote secret.
Yeah.
That they, yeah. What was it?
Probably.
There was a Naruto, yeah, and the whole Naruto thing where all the adults knew that the Nine Tails was in Naruto, but, so that's why they kept the kids away from him. But then he still, like, broke through that and became awesome. Because anime.
Yes.
Yeah. So Sarah,
we go to his room. He gets the dagger out. Sarah finds at
the leathers that he stole from Alex. Is it insurance checks for Alex's dad? So yeah, he was stealing money, but from his own family. I don't think we don't get an explanation in this issue, do we?
Not yet. No, I'm assuming it happens later on.
Yeah. Well, the series is still continuing.
He's like, because he says, like, he's like, I'm going to pay it back, but He's like, I'll make it right, just not right now, okay? We have bigger problems. And then this is the weird part with Mr. Waleed.
Yes.
Is he's walking past, Barry and Alex are walking past him, and he says, Alex, I'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah, he's coming.
And she's
coming up from the basement as they're going down. And anyway. And yeah, it's very out of place. Like, why would he be in the basement, you know, of the library? Because that's where they're at. They're not at school.
Yeah.
Of all places. So.
And then in this library basement, there are basically like treasures and statues of different mystical creatures. And there's daggers. Like, there's just a bunch of like random stuff that you wouldn't expect to find. It looks more like an occult storage unit than a library basement.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So they all realize, they all get back together in like the courtyard area.
Well, Ren is the person they're hiding from in the basement. They don't know it yet, and they almost hit each other.
Oh, okay.
And then they realize it, and then they all go out to the courtyard, which is where Simon attacks.
Wait, hold on, time out. So did you see the shadows on the hiding from Ren?
The tentacles. Yeah.
And then it's Ren they see. I wonder if, like, I don't think Simon was still chasing her. I
wonder,
because this is the second time we've seen
that she's had tentacles.
Yeah. Interesting. I like it. So.
But so they get to the courtyard. They all meet up, and then we get the red vision again, which is the vision that is Simon and his, you know, Resident Evil form. And eye. It's no, Resident Evil 2. Mixed with, you know, a couple of other ones. But anyways, they start fighting, and like Matt's, you know, attacking him with the dagger. And then Matt gets, you know, hit away and smashed into a wall.
Sarah picks up. Yep. Matt is hurt. He's not doing too good. But Sarah has the dagger, and it's a time travel dagger. So she uses it, and she goes to the tunnels, the rat tunnels. And we're taken back in time to when her mom left. And we see that her dad is, and the family is sitting there around the fire eating something. As the mom is like, I'm going to leave.
Tom isn't even a person. Look at him. He's just a dumb animal eating God knows what.
This is definitely a traumatic moment for both young Sarah and old Sarah, or now Sarah.
Yeah.
But I guess one of the good things is that Grandma sees now Sarah with the dagger, and then she gets like spirited away, and Sarah, Grandma's like, you know what? You'll be good. Everything will be fine. And she gets taken back. Sarah gets taken back to the present, where Simon now has a hold of the dagger itself, and just a lot of things are happening. The
Ren pepper sprays him.
Well, pepper,
and then while that's
with the Gorgoroth, is that Gorgoroth? Is that the?
Yeah, I don't know, because it looks like a fucking predator. So.
Yeah, so there's an aura around Simon that Ren is kind of actually able to. Oh, it's a Giddim.
Grab the Giddim. Yeah.
It's whatever is controlling Simon. Anton, being a ghost, when
is able to,
yes, it
basically rest.
Yeah, when Sarah when Ren pepper sprayed him, it kind of jostled loose some stuff, and Anton grabbed him, and then now Alex is going to say the spell, but Sarah, you know, has to hold off the Gorgoroth. So she goes with the knife, with the dagger, cuts herself again, takes the tentacle beast
to her dad and their
about
family.
10 minutes before she went to there again. So
the first time,
the creature that the things that they're eating are the Gorgoroth, which I love. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a really cool tie-in to, you know.
Yeah, to everything.
The whole backstory
thing. We get the spider creature Grim Gurgurim Gurgurgurgurgur.
Latching into Barry
there for a second. Yeah, it latches on the Barry. Like it gets out of Simon, latches on the Barry. But between Alex, Anton, and Ren, who now Alex remembers Anton because he's connected to Ren. Like they're doing a seance, like a thing. Like they need the three.
They're connected spiritually. Yeah,
they need the three. And Barry was the third, but he was scared,
possessed because he broke the circle. Yep. But then you've got Matt holding Matt was holding Barry down in the middle of them for the first part, and then he just disappears.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I don't know. It's whatever.
But their little ritual works and pulls the thing out of him. And then we find out that, you know, although Simon is a dick, he's not that big of a dick.
No, he's confused.
He was
a teenager.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. And he was given more power than he should have had.
So we wrap everything up nice. Matt is able.
Matt goes to the hospital.
He gets taken away. But we end the issue here with Sarah disappearing. Sarah and Barry disappearing, I should say. So.
Yep. So we get left on kind of a cliffhanger for the end of this.
Which is kind of cool. I will say, I know by the time the first one comes out, the first episode of this, and maybe even actually this is should still be out now. The seventh issue should be live on Kickstarter. Currently, when we're recording this, the trade for the six are live on Kickstarter, which I've already backed and I'll be giving whenever it comes out. this is a good series. Like I really, really like the series. I don't know if I said it in the first episode or not, but I slept on the first issue. By the time I realized I wanted it, it literally was like an hour after the end. It ended on Kickstarter. So I'm like, God damn it. So I just kind of kept an eye on the second issue and I've been getting them since. I love it. It's a good series. What was your take?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. Like I said, the first issue was a little confusing, like as far as everything going on. But the further that we got into like the backgrounds of the kids and like how each of them has a specific something.
Yes.
Now, granted, there's still at least one of them that we don't know about because we don't know what Matt's powers are.
If he has any.
But they also said the cat also said that it had to be Matt that had the dagger.
Correct.
So there could be something there, and it could also be, you know, his tie-in with Alex and their family, and maybe he's got some of that.
But we also
sort of thing. But
we also have Matt taking Alex's dad's insurance checks and cashing them. So there's a couple of, like threads still open.
There's that.
I know.
Yeah, and it's good because I'm glad they didn't, you know, like just completely
wrap it up in six and then be done. I mean, not that that's a bad thing. I've known plenty of stories that have wrapped it up in six and then like. Months later have like a new season, new issue, like they keep
villain or whatever.
Well, not villain, like a new arc, but they start like a new number one kind of thing. This one obviously it's coming out, it's next issue is issue seven. I'm just interested to see what's going to be happening, how the story progresses.
Absolutely. And like I said, I liked how, you know, almost each episode went into a background of each kid,
except for the last issue here. Well, kind of, it was Simon.
It still went into, well, Patrick. I mean, yeah.
So yeah, it's, I really like it. I'm looking forward to what comes out. And I also love that I had contacted, the writer, Mike Shea, and asked for permission to do this because being self-published like this, I didn't want to just give out everything from the get-go without permission. Yeah. And he, you know, he's willingly gave it to me and I love it. At the same time though, go out, like I said, seventh issue is out now on Kickstarter. Back it. There'll be tiers on there where you can get all six issues and or the trade, which will have all six issues, plus a bonus little like 8-page story or something like that. I don't know. Talks a little bit more about Anton, apparently. So there's plenty of ways to find this. Kickstarter obviously is the best way, but just keep an eye out. Just go to Kickstarter, type in Miss Katana Kai, and just every couple months and just see what happens.
I mean, even having read them, I'm still planning on trying to find them. You know, I'll probably buy them in the trade. Yeah.
Like I said, you go to Kickstarter right now and go get the trade.
Well, not right now, but
fair. That's fair. Well, maybe in May when this comes out, we'll be back to work, hopefully, and maybe.
Well, I mean, as far as I know, you know, I'll be back to work next week.
But
for how long, who knows?
So,
but yeah, check out Miss Katana Kai School on Kickstarter, guys. After reading these, it's definitely well worth, you know, backing something like this to be on the ground of something that could actually take off and be something amazing. You know?
There's plenty of Kickstarter books that start out on Kickstarter and then eventually you could buy them in store. So,
But my thing is I think it would be cool to have the original, you know, like this is where it started, you know, before it got into a mass publishing thing, and be able to say, you know, like, hey, I have this original,
I helped make this possible. Yeah.
My name is in the back of this book, Joey.
5 of the 6 anyway.
Yeah.
Like I said, I slept on the first one. But Ron, thank you for coming on. Obviously.
Oh, pleasure as always.
So we will, we'll see you guys next time.
Have a good one, guys. Later.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.